We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We are in the sixth parak. We're up to Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah discusses, as we've been discussing the past couple of Mishnayos, when it comes to the Olas Of, or the Chatas Of, the elevation offering, or the sin offering, which could be brought for those that cannot afford a bird, that there are certain requirements and details exactly how it must be performed. And if any of them are missing in this avoda, in the service, then the question whether or not it's valid is discussed here in this Mishnah. Lo heiser, lo as amura, lo as anoitza, lo as me es bnei mayim. After the sprinkling of the blood, there are certain parts of the bird which are removed, including parts which are from the inside of the animal, as well as its feathers. In the event that one would have skipped that stage, that step, or for that matter, hayoitzi mima, lo safku v'melach, that person did not sprinkle the salt all over the this bird, which is after the sprinkling of the blood, but immediately before it's put on the mizbeach. When it comes to all karbanos, it's necessary to have salt, which, as some explain, our shulchan nowadays, our table, it's one of the reasons why we have salt, which is comparable to our to a mizbeach. Kol sheshino ba mi'achar shemitzvos damo k'shera. Since you deviated or you changed from the avoda, but it only was after the blood has been sprinkled, which is the primary part of the service, kshera, all the other things afterwards, even though you missed out on it, which of course is not preferable, nonetheless, the sacrifice is valid. However, hivdil b'chatas, or hivdil b'ola apostle, when it came to the shechita, which of course is slaughtering of this bird, or more specifically the malika of this bird, which of course takes place before the sprinkling of the blood, the very beginning of the service, there were very specific differences between the sin offering and the elevation offering. And when it comes to the sin offering, if a person would have made the mistake and separated or disconnected the head from the body of the bird, or for that matter, when it comes to the ola offering, it's necessary that they must be separated, or at the very least, to cut through both simanim, namely the kun and the veshet, the esophagus and the trachea. If a person didn't do that, which is necessary to do by the ola, then pasul, then it's invalid. So again, whether or not we remember which one you have to separate and which you're not supposed to separate, the point is that just as long as it was anything that was done improperly before the sprinkling of the blood, that invalidates the service. Then the Mishnah concludes, Mitzah dam harosh, Mitzah dam haguf psula, Mitzah dam haguf, Mitzah dam harosh ksheira. Obviously, when it comes to the sprinkling, which took place with the head as well as the body, the majority of the dam, the blood, is found in the body of the bird. And therefore, it all goes by the majority. So therefore, if you would have only have sprinkled the blood from the head, but not of the body, then it's invalid. But if you would have sprinkled the blood which came forth in the body, which is the majority of the dam, even if you didn't do the one on the head, which is not preferable, nonetheless, kshera, the service is fine.